All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Friday, January 22nd. I'm Nina Moyney. Senator Amy Klobuchar says the Senate has to do its constitutional duty by holding a trial on former President Trump's impeachment while doing its other jobs as well. The House impeached Trump after a mob of his supporters stormed the Capitol on January 6th, but the Senate didn't meet before he left office this week. Klobuchar says it's important that Trump is held accountable for what she called inciting the mob, but that there are many other major issues facing the nation.
We have to work on the pandemic relief package, get that done. We've got to get these nominees confirmed. And America right now is juggling many things at once. They've got their laptops on their desks. People have their toddlers on their knees. They're teaching their first graders how to use the mute button. In Congress, we should be able to do many things at once.
Now the Democrats have the majority in the Senate because of Vice President Kamala Harris' tie-breaking vote, Klobuchar will chair the Senate Rules Committee. And the Minnesota National Guard says hundreds of its members who've been in the nation's capital since last weekend will return home sometime next week. Spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Scott Hawks says the exact timing is unclear. Hawks says the Minnesota Guard worked on traffic control as well as prepared to react quickly to any violence. The inauguration was peaceful. New COVID-19 daily case numbers are up slightly over the last several days. Here's a closer look at the numbers. The state reports 1,525 new COVID-19 cases, the highest daily case count since last Friday. The state is also reporting that 21 more people have died of COVID-19 in Minnesota, including one Ramsey County resident in their late 40s. 11 of the 21 people who died lived in long-term care facilities. Meatpacking companies JBS and Pilgrim's Pride say they'll offer a financial bonus to workers who get vaccinated against COVID-19. Here's NPR News reporter Kirsty Marone in Brainerd.
JBS USA owns a pork processing plant in Worthington. It's also the majority owner of Pilgrim's Pride, which operates a chicken processing plant in Cold Spring. Last year, hundreds of workers at the two plants tested positive for COVID-19. Some workers voiced concern about how the plants were handling safety during the pandemic. Now, JBS and Pilgrim's say they will offer a $100 bonus to any U.S. employee who chooses to receive a COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes available. The companies also have launched education campaigns to encourage their workers to get vaccinated. The companies say they've taken steps to prevent more outbreaks. They include offering free COVID-19 testing, screening workers before they enter, requiring face masks and shields, and erecting physical barriers when possible.
Minneapolis police officials say the pandemic and the unrest last year caused increases and decreases in certain types of crime. Here's NPR News reporter Brant Williams.
MPD crime data analysts offered a presentation to members of the City Council's Public Health and Safety Committee on 2020 crime trends. Police said spikes in burglaries of businesses and arsons were directly attributable to the unrest which followed the police killing of George Floyd on May 25th. And data from the city's gunshot detection system show a large spike in shots fired outdoors in the days following Floyd's death.
However, certain crimes like shoplifting dropped significantly in 2020. Police say that's due to pandemic restrictions, which temporarily closed or limited the hours of many retail businesses. In sports, the Minnesota Wild play their home opener tonight. They host the San Jose Sharks in front of an empty arena in St. Paul. The Wild won 3 of 4 games in California to start the season. And snow is expected to spread across much of Minnesota and Wisconsin as we go through Saturday. The snow begins in southwestern Minnesota Saturday morning. The snow is expected to arrive in the Twin Cities metro area early Saturday afternoon. 4 to 6 inch snow totals seem reasonable for the Twin Cities metro area by the time the snow tapers off late Saturday night. Highs across much of the state will remain in the 20s. That's it for Minnesota Today. I'm Nina Moyney. We'll have another update for you Monday morning. Have a great weekend.